You did. Today is July 30th, Father-in-Law Day. Time to celebrate that lovable, generous, hardworking, admirable man who, for some unexplainable reason, married your mother-in-law. Happy Father-in-Law Day, big guy.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. In response to President Trump's tweet about delaying the election over unsubstantiated claims about voter fraud linked to mail-in ballots, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told a Senate committee absentee ballots are different than national mail-in voting programs.
Yeah. When you change the voting rules in close to an election, difficult task.
The president does not have the power to change the election date. Several states plan to use mail-in ballots in an effort to protect voters from coronavirus.
Oh, cut the crap,
Fox.
For
the second week in a row, there was an increase in the number of Americans filing for unemployment.
The gross domestic product declined 32.9% in the second quarter. It's the steepest decline since the government started keeping records back in 1947, though economists were expecting an even larger decline.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America is listening to Fox News.
Everybody that hates Trump is hoping for an even bigger decline.
If you love hit songs and you love pharmaceuticals and pain relief, then you're going to love Pill Pop. Pill Pop is the new music collection of tired hit songs being used in commercials like Ozempic.
Weekly Ozempic is helping many people with type 2 diabetes.
You also get Nazareth, but for Aspercream.
Doing the things we love can be painful. Aspercream's triple effect provides targeted relief.
See your doctor about Pill Pop. Download it today. No prescription needed.
I actually wrote a whole magazine column about that.
Really?
Yes. Called Funny Farm. P-H-U-N.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
It was interesting to see how they envision your bladder.
Yes,
it's
right.
A cute little
walking,
purple thing with...
Yeah, holding hands with your bladder as you walk.
With big... Yeah.
Yeah.
Walking hand in gland.
Yeah.
It's...
Oh, man.
Thursdays, Terry Adams sidekicking with us along with Rosie Brock and my buddy, Mr. Feely, in... Chicago just sent me a WLS hit parade from this date in 1966. So why don't we take a quick look and see what was in the top 10. All right. Scrolling up. All right. What we'll do here is, come on.
There we go.
All right. And we'll count them down just like we did in the olden days.
Number five.
The Pied Piper by Crispian St. Peter, one-hit wonder from the mid-60s.
Yep.
That was number five on this date in 1966.
Number four.
Sugar and Spice by the Crying Shames.
I don't remember that one.
Let me just take a quick look, see if that is miraculously available in our old system here. No, we have Sugar Shack, we have Sugar Sugar, but we don't have Sugar and Spice. One of the Mamas and Papas' very best at number three with I Saw Her Again Last Night.
Number two.
Wild Thing by the Troggs.
I remember that one well.
And, man, you can't do better than this.
And number one.
Summer in the City by Love and Spoonful.
John Sebastian.
I did a gig with him.
Really?
In Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, there was this, the Mafia was laundering a lot of money through nightclubs along Federal Highway.
Mm-hmm.
And they were bringing in big name, The Temptations, Three Dog Night.
Wow.
Into Federal, I mean, we're not talking about, you know, Manhattan, we're talking about Fort Lauderdale. So they're bringing these big names into clubs. And at that time, John Sebastian was not playing with the Love and Spoonful anymore. Mm-hmm. And he was not doing electric, he was doing acoustic. Mm-hmm. He did all of his songs. He did Summer in the City. He did What a Day for a Daydream. He did Welcome Back.
Oh, wow.
But all acoustic. He was...
Great voice.
Very nice. Easy to work with. Did three sets over the course of the night. It was a weird club, too, because the center was wide open. It was almost like an old-style ballroom. You had an upper level with bars, a lower level with bars, and the dance floor... in the middle, mm-hmm. all the way up, open two stories.
Wow.
He did not have a sound system.
Just him and the guitar.
Just him and the guitar.
Wow.
Place was packed, though.
I bet it was good.
Duke.
Yes, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh's show yesterday. He's a very credible talk show host. He made a comment about people who does Twitter. He said that people that listen to Twitter is stupid and ignorant and all their talk. And I want to call in and ask him, why does the president call in? Does he fit some of those restrictions?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
If that was supposed to be fun, was it supposed to be funny or was it supposed to be a shot? I can't tell.
I can't tell either. I think I recognize the voice, but in which case the person that I think I recognize is a big Trump fan, so it doesn't make sense.
No. I think it's a troll.
Yeah, probably. Can't get rid of them. They're like mice.
You know, those They're little everywhere. Trolls get. Yeah. They get their hair all fired up and...
Just can't get rid of them.
But we have a Duke that calls the show.
Yeah, it obviously wasn't him.
Well, it was a fake voice.
Yeah.
Fake Duke.
I was waiting for the punchline. Yeah. I'm still waiting.
Yeah, exactly. Hadn't come yet.
I don't think it was him.
I want you all to know something about me.
Okay.
You're rocking that blue shirt today, sir.
You know, the old lady gave me this. I'm a dead man. Ross gave me it. No, it does get a lot of compliments. And it looks good on TV.
It's
a
nice shirt. It brings out your blue eyes.
I don't have blue eyes.
Well, there you go.
But
you do now.
I am wearing this shirt comfortably because on the side, I am getting thinner.
And Leon's getting larger.
And I'm getting narrowed down through the magic of
technology.
CryoSkin 3.0 and infusion. Rich is doing this too. Look, let's be real honest here. And those of you who are young and you want to have more energy or you're very active athletically and you got little aches and pains, cryotherapy, 3 minutes in that tank will fix you right up. It works. Also leaves you feeling mentally clarified. But in the aging process, what we find out is sometimes there are parts of our bodies that no matter what you do, my term for it, it's the hard lard, trying to make it go away. Well, guess what? This technology works. And it's, you know, the idea is if you're going to, you know, eat healthier, and I am watching my calories. I am down just in the last two visits to the doctor. Gained back a lot of weight early part of the shutdown. Everybody's gained weight.
Sure.
Getting rid of it is hard. So in conjunction with that, I'm doing this CryoSkin treatment with Ryan Turner. And it's very comfortable. It takes half an hour. And this technology, using ultrasound, penetrates the skin and breaks up the fat cells directly underneath. The stuff that's almost impossible to get rid of otherwise. It's non-invasive. It's very comfortable. It doesn't even tickle. Hmm. But it works. 2 inches.
Wow.
Yeah. I've got pants that I test the results on. So I wish Sweet D would call and give us an update because she lost like 5 or 6 inches.
Wow.
Thrilled. And it's Rich is doing it. He's had immediate results. If you're interested, call 296-1662, 296-1662. If you want to learn about all the ways you can enhance your life, including IV vitamin therapy to boost your immune system, give you that much more protection during these uncertain times, talk to Ryan Turner, Lori, or any of the great staff at Infusion, Cryo, and Laser, because they all give you an immediate benefit. And by the way, they have an excellent chiropractor there, Dr. Derry Gross. I had a little adjustment from him when I was having my occipital neuralgia. It's just great. You don't realize how jammed up you can get, but when you get adjusted, and he has this thing that he goes up and down the spine with that vibrates, and God, did that feel good. I feel so loose. feel like I should be. Maybe instead of going out there and being a delinquent and checking traffic, mm-hmm. we should throw the football around.
There you go. Works for me.
I'm ready, man. My arm is loose. 296-1662, infusioncryolaser.com. It is 411. And Steve from Millbrook is on the phone.
Hello there, Greg and Seth and Rosie. Happy Thursday afternoon to you.
It's Terry, not Seth. Seth.
Terry, I'm sorry. Oh, Terry, the guy for the... Oh, gotcha. All righty. Well, anyhow, that's right. I should have known. Seth's got that voice that you just can't mistake him.
You got that right.
But I did.
I used to have one of those.
You still do, Greg.
Yeah,
but
you do.
Anyhow, I don't need a sounder on this one, but I do wonder, has any murder hornets been sighted anywhere?
I personally have not
anywhere
seen them.
In the area?
No. That was
because
the thing.
Yes. Okay. Because yesterday I got hit by a orange hornet that sought me out from our deck. I mean, I was just doing a little bit of work on the deck, and this hornet not only flew around my head, it flew around my hand, stung me twice on my left hand. My hand is still swollen today.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, it hit me and hit me hard.
Orange?
And they were orange because I looked around, you know, the normal wasps that are usually black.
Right.
And they put together these little paper nests. Well, that wasn't that color. These were orange. And usually if you stand still, they leave you alone. Well, this one didn't. And then another one caught me on my pinky finger on the right hand. But they were, when I finally got a hold of that thing, I stepped on it three times. It was still living. And then I came down on it heavy again. And then finally gave it up. But it was fairly large. And it was definitely bright orange. It was, and I thought, I hope we didn't have a bird hornet.
That is the color of these, but, you know.
I know.
They, again, and I don't know if it's part of a plan or what, but, you know, they scared the crap out of everybody with these murder hornets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I've heard much about them. Maybe that plan didn't work.
Yep. Yep. Now, I don't know if you're putting a survey in about the mail-in ballots versus, you know, absentee, but put me in for the absentee ballot. I couldn't believe that on the news when they said, oh, we got to have the mail-in ballots. I said, you got to be kidding me.
Steal the election.
That's crazy.
No, it's got to be the mail-in ballot system is used. Yeah. California, I think it was in the midterm, I don't know how many seats they turned blue, but it took days to count all these mail-in.
Oh, yeah.
They were coming in for days after, like, we need a few more so we can... You know, switch the result on this election. It was blatant cheating.
It was.
And it cannot be allowed.
And they'll do it.
That's
if they,
crazy.
If they can. They will do it.
Oh, yeah. They'll do it. You're right about that, though.
It's amazing how all of a sudden, you know, we can stand in line to go into Costco or any number of a zillion other things, but we can't do it to vote. That's
absolutely right. Absolutely right. Well, anyhow, good talking to you, fellas, and, of course, Rosie.
Thank you.
And y'all take care. Have a good day.
Let's close our eyes. Imagine we go back to just a few months ago when the murder hornet first became known to us.
Lou, I'm going to chlorinate the pool.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you an important bulletin. Be on the lookout for a 2-inch-long insect that answers to the name Murder Hornet and rips the heads off of bees. The Murder Hornet was last seen coming out of Lavotis with 3 fresh mozzarella and 2 loaves of semolina. Approach with extreme caution. Murder we now hornets? Return you to your regular programming.
Oh, God.
I love the radio station.
Polka music all the time.
Oh, my God. Asian murder hornets! What the hell is that? It's bad enough I gotta deal with the coronavirus. Now Asian murder hornets? What the hell? How do I prepare for that? What do I got? Wait a minute. I got the toilet spray. Okay, I got that. Life squad. What am I gonna do with this? I heard these suckers are big. Oh, yeah. Now we're talking. Oh, my God. I use this. Oh, my God. Asian murder hornets. What's next?
He does that really well.
He is great. I got to try and get him on the show.
Yeah, you do.
He's a no-nonsense guy when it comes to government screw-ups and everything else. I just wish that his videos were consistently not profane. Otherwise, I'd pop him on a lot more frequently.
So much stuff I wish I could play, but they'll drop an F-bomb or do this or do that. It's renders it useless.
And I make this announcement periodically because we have so many great listeners that send us stuff that they think we should see at least.
They are orange.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm not questioning Steve. Let me grab this call real quick.
Wow.
While Rosie is admiring that murder hornet on her.
Big orange one.
Laptop. Who's this?
It is crazy in Alabama, Greg. How's it going?
Good. How are you, man?
Pretty good. Have you heard about the Manson mice?
The Manson mice?
Manson mice. Charles Manson mice. Yes. What they do is they creepy crawl into your home at night.
Yeah.
They eat all your food, and they creepy crawl back out, and then they disappear.
Hmm.
The Manson mice.
Well, we'll watch out for those, certainly. Probably another reason to go to mail-in voting. Thanks for the call.
It's Trump's fault.
I meant to tell you, remember outside I mentioned we have a weird thing?
I was waiting
with
for
flies.
You. Yes. What's going on with flies?
We have had this sudden invasion of flies that are dying from obesity.
Super-sized flies.
Really, they're like almost too fat to fly. And they've been turning up in the panels. So you have a fluorescent light, the plastic panel, there on the floor. And they're huge.
Huh.
And I think we did call for a company to come in and figure out why this is happening. Some listeners said, well, maybe they're feasting on a carcass somewhere in the wall.
Or up in the ceiling above the tiles.
But there's no smell. You know what the smell of death is. There's nothing that you can smell that's decaying up there. So I'm thinking, I think it's the Amityville Horror coming to our radio station. Remember when the flies were gathering around the window like that? So we've been listening for that voice, waiting to see if we're told to leave.
Maybe somebody who's possessed was in the station and brought those flies with them.
Well, she doesn't work here anymore. God rest her soul. Hey, everybody. It's really hot for some reason. I'm feeling extremely hot at the moment.
You think?
If you don't have a company that you can call and know they'll be on the way if you have an AC issue, then get with Clark's, 277-2125. Get a membership, better off. That's how you keep your system going. TLC, the love of Clark's. Come out twice a year and tune it up for one flat price of $159. If you need a repair, they do that at a discount on parts and labor. And their plumbers belong on a variety show, showing you just how amazingly talented they are at fixing things, both simple problems like fixtures that are leaking to why is there water in the wall? You know, that's one of those moments as a homeowner where you say,
oh my God.
Okay, call Clark's, 277-2125. They are equipped to handle all of it. Go to clarkcomfort.com. Their Alabama certification number is 99004. And ride out the rest of the hot weather knowing that if you need heating, air conditioning, or plumbing help, they are a call away at Clark's. Randy.
Hey, Greg. I wanted to tell you, those big fat flies you're talking about are commonly known as fruit flies. If you got, a bowl of oranges, apples, or bananas laying around, it'll attract those looks like obese flies, which they're actually called fruit flies.
Well, this is a radio station, and one thing you'll learn from a radio station is healthy food is never sitting around on the table.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's all stuff that can kill you quickly if you eat enough of it.
Heart attack snacks, what I call them.
Yeah, that sort of thing. So, fresh fruit. Has anybody ever seen an apple or anything like that?
No.
Not
I just wanted to let you know. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate
Thanks.
It. Yeah. All right, should we roll call today?
Please.
Yes.
All right, then we're going to learn about communism. We got to talk to Jay Quanlin this afternoon, too. But first, let's get some local news at 4:21.
Already?
Wow.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. According to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, the red substance that was spilled on the Capitol steps Wednesday afternoon appeared to be a non-permanent tomato-like paste. Crews have since cleaned the steps and metal barricades are now set up around the area. No arrests have been made. Plus, Congressman John Lewis was laid to rest today following a week of mourning that took him from his birthplace in Alabama to the nation's capital to his final resting place in his home of Atlanta. Three former presidents, Bill Clinton, George Bush, and Barack Obama, were in attendance at Lewis's funeral as he is mourned, revered, and celebrated as an American hero. Plus, the Alabama Department of Public Health says close to 1,600 people are hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state right now. The total number of cases is now more than 81,000. Health officials say close to 1,500 people have now died. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Here at Hometown Lenders, our motto is family helping families. It's the Hometown Lenders way.
We've been helping people all over the tri-state realize their dream of owning a new home. Interest rates are at their lowest, and the time to purchase or refinance is now.
We're closing loans in record time, usually 14 days or less, and our staff is ready and waiting to help get you into the home of your dreams.
Call us today at 334-794-2661 or visit our website at MortgageManTim.com.
Hometown Lenders, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 65084.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There's still a decent, better than normal chance you may run into one of those evening showers and storms before they fade out in the overnight hours tonight. We'll go down to 74 for the overnight low. Then for tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, the number of storms will start to thin out. More of a summertime normal, roughly 30% coverage. So many towns will get skipped, but you could still get a good downpour. High temperature in the low to mid-90s over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy now on the East South Boulevard from Baptist down to Troy Highway. Fairview Avenue loaded up with cars this afternoon. We've got some congestion on Southwest Boulevard, both sides of I-65. 31s are loading up outbound, and we're getting more and more cars out of downtown on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Getting busy and getting time to get out of town and head to the house. Buckle up, drive carefully, we'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance is there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at hashtag TogetherAlabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we are in this together, Alabama.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Hello there, sports fans. This just in to the News Talk newsroom. The SEC is moving to a 10-game conference-only SEC schedule, according to AL.com.
Yeah.
The league has also moved back the start of the season to September 26th and the SEC championship game to December 19th. Hmm. So I guess they all had their big meeting and this is what they decided to come up with. However, you know, if this, there's a lot of money at stake here. So they're just not going to flush the season down the toilet. We're talking billions of dollars when you factor in TV. Whether students will be able to attend games, nobody knows that yet. It also means that in-state games like Florida, Florida State will not happen.
That's right, different conferences.
Yeah, you know, and those in-state rivalry things. And so far, I don't see an actual copy of the schedule anywhere in this AL.com story. AL.com. Let me see if we can get... All right, so Can we see the schedule, please? Is that going to be listed?
The schedule.
I don't see it. If anybody out there has seen it or knows where to get it, please send it to us.
The schedule.
We'd like to take a quick look. We'd also like to roll call, and we will in about less than 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big-box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours, and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at CTEOutdoorPower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The buckets you buy at Ace hold paint, dirt, and debris. But our Children's Miracle Network buckets hold so much more, like dreams, hope, and care for children. Because over the last 29 years, with your help, Ace has raised over $125 million for local CMN hospitals. So stop by your local Ace this weekend to make a $5 donation and get a 5-gallon bucket plus 20% off almost anything that fits inside it. Offer valid on regular price merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
It's happy hour.
You're better than television.
Well, we try to create images with the way we do things, like during this roll call.
Drugs.
Sorry.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
That is great radio.
You gotta have
Roy.
If you wanna be with me.
It's like I took the wrong week to quit drinking.
Oh, yeah. I'm not trying to be your hero.
Drain your ignorant slut.
Cause that zero is too cold for me.
Dang it, fuck it.
I'm not trying to be. Cause that minus is too low to see.
Don't make me open a can of whoop ass.
Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
Oh my God, Jesus.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And I'm not stopping. Believe you me.
Oh,
don't you remember I told you?
No.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
We'll watch it, Trevor.
Nothing from nothing beats nothing.
Shut up, dummy.
This thing is nuts, man.
Nothing from nothing.
Hot diggity!
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Drink is small.
Hello. Gotta have something. Wanna be with me.
Well, that was
you gotta bring something down.
Mediocrity it is. And I apologize. I put myself in places where I didn't have the short clip for the middle part. Not once, but twice. Mm-hmm. I accept full responsibility. It has nothing to do with murder hornets. Although I
or
did
fat
get
flies.
Yeah, obese flies, yeah. If you listen real carefully, you can hear these flies that are in the building, and they're buzzing around. And then, you know, the next thing you know, they're dead on the floor.
Ugh.
It's really weird. But that back to the murder hornets. Stick Shift Danny, who I consider to be a most reliable source, says we have murder hornets in our area, and they've been in Georgia for several years.
Really?
Yeah.
Never seen one.
I did get a couple of grades on a roll call. Greg Powell gave me a 9.8.
That was kind.
And so did James Gillespie.
That was good.
Guys, you are. That is very kind. I appreciate the encouragement.
Well, you've built up such a repertoire with your audience, Greg. They're always going to give you good stuff, and that's good.
We all need a moment of encouragement.
Absolutely. Some more than others.
The battle to reopen America's school. There's flapping cheeks. Juan Williams, I'm almost at the point where I'm going to have to put Andy Griffith on.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Let's see if we're getting some reaction on Facebook to some of our postings today. We just put the story up on the SEC schedule. In fact, Rich texted me and said, well, we have a new countdown on the timeline in the morning because the schedule will start the day before my birthday.
Oh, wow.
On September 26th, I put up the tweet, Governor Mike DeWine, within 24 hours saying, I am asking the Ohio Prescription Board to halt their new rule prohibiting the selling or dispensing of hydroxychloroquine for the prevention or treatment. Prevention being the key word. Mm-hmm. That's what that doctor was all about.
Is that and zinc, and you won't get it.
So apparently, instead of being a dumbass politician, he decided to actually consult with some medical people. And are people looking at the... All right, 28 shares. Scroll down my page. Look for the woman in the white lab coat. She's a doctor in Tampa with an 8,000-patient practice.
Yeah, we got to get the word out. A lot more shares than that.
Yeah, because hydroxychloroquine... You know, as soon as Trump mentioned that it was being effective, that's when the media went into their campaign to dismiss the drug. They have probably killed thousands of people, allowed many others to linger and suffer in sickness rather than be treated with this. And when you've got governors like that, I won't say the word out of respect to
her,
that in Michigan,
okay,
what does she know about telling, no, you can't prescribe that here? Because Donald Trump said it was good.
And there the guy in Nevada did,
yeah,
too,
that,
didn't he?
Sisolak, yeah. I haven't heard much from that fat bastard governor in Illinois, Prickster, whatever his name is. Here's Jeremy.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
I just got in the car when you were talking about murder hornet.
Yes.
And it made me remember we had come across a new type of wasp that I had never seen before that killed cicadas. Have you ever seen those suckers?
No.
We have, you know, like the water meter in your yard where you can lift up the lid and, you know, they check your water meter. Mm-hmm. They used to anyway. Well, we started noticing dead cicadas, you know, all around that water meter. And there was probably 15, 20 the next day, five more. So we probably had a total of 30 cicadas that were dead. Wow. You open the lid up and there are dirt mounds in there. And there were three huge wasps that kill these cicadas and bring them down into this thing.
It's amazing.
I haven't either, but you can look it up, you know, cicada wasp.
Have you ever seen one of those cicadas when they come out, when after they shed, they molt or whatever they call it, when they come out? Have you ever seen one of those?
I haven't.
Wild. No. Green and really bizarre looking.
Wow, I bet that is really cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, these wasps, when they came out of those, that hole, I was like, yeah, let's get that.
Yeah,
they were huge. But, yeah, I just wanted to share that. It's pretty neat.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the...
Thanks, Jeremy.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too. Oz?
Greg?
Yes?
How are you?
Okay.
Hey, man, accept my friend request, and I'll share anything you want me to on Facebook.
Well,
just about anything.
I need to put you on hold so I can get your actual name from Rosie, and then I will... Because I have an opening. And since you cared enough
good
to
deal.
Ask... You got to promise me you're not a libtard that's trying to infiltrate my group.
No. I'm pro Trump. I'm pro Republican. I'm a Christian.
There you go. Pro gun.
Not that I discriminate in who I add as a Facebook friend, but I do. Hold on.
You have to.
So Rosie, get his name, please.
We just want like-minded people.
East is on the line here.
East.
Hey, good afternoon. Listen, the cicada killer is a solitary wasp and it's monocultural in its diet. It almost exclusively eats cicadas, and it's not going to waste venom on a hapless victim unless you catch the thing and stick it down in your shirt.
Sure.
You know, it'll fight to survive, but they're beneficial. I mean, you know, if that buzzing, incessant buzzing outside of your window keeps you awake during the day, then that little guy is doing what it can to cut down on that.
Yeah, it's there for a reason.
Yeah, yeah, but the murder hornets, and I've yet to hear an official, you know, thing, and they're very rare. Anyway, I don't think that they're going to be attacking people like in drive-in horror movies. But if they do, I'll be sure to show up at your house, and we'll all split up and go see if we can get help.
There you go.
You're the best at what you do, my friend. I'll never forget how you rescued me from the underwear mouse.
Yeah, I'm worried about the fat flies, though, because those guys are almost always around because something's dead.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm afraid there may be something that has died in the ditch behind that radio station. So,
that's possible. Beware.
Now we have seen a lot of. I've noticed them down. Usually they don't. You don't see them during the day.
The mice.
No.
Yeah, the little field mice, and I think that's what got into our. Studio a couple of weeks ago.
They're looking for a source of food, and they're looking for somewhere where it's cool.
Yeah. There's stories that can be told, and Greg, you're one of them. Hey, you guys have a great afternoon.
Thanks, man.
I'll never forget that day. I called up East. I said, East, I went to put on my underwear to go to the, forget what I was going to, some event. And when I took my red underwear out of the drawer, it felt a little heavy.
Uh-oh.
And there's a frickin' mouse clinging on for life. Now, this is at the old house, the animal house, when I was there with Ben Hagler and Wild Bill. And, I mean, you just don't expect to see mice in your underwear.
No, absolutely.
It's a rule.
No.
So I dropped it. He ran underneath the dresser. Sure enough, there were little mouse turds in the sock drawer and all, you know. So I called up East and I said, I'm not coming back to the house until I see a corpse. Took him about 20 minutes.
Cool. Mouse hunter.
Yes, him. Big, brave mouse hunter east of the Rockies. They're having a little fun at Jack Ingram Nissan.
They always have fun.
Nissan challenged Jack Ingram Nissan to try and sell 15 cars before the end of the month, which means today and tomorrow.
Wow.
Now, I am happily driving a Nissan Rogue that I bought from the Signature pre-owned lot. It's a 2019. It's only got 22,000 miles.
Good.
I love it. I'm not in any particular hurry to upgrade, but I just might. I got incredible savings on all the Nissan models. I'm looking at the Rogues in particular, $2,500 to $3,500 off some models of Rogue. But if you scroll back up, they've got 2020 Nissans under 17,000. Nissan Versas,
mm-hmm.
Great little sedan. The Kicks S. I gotta take a look at one of those sometime.
Yeah, that's the replacement for the Juke.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah, they did away with the Juke and the Kicks.
Oh, Miss Ritterbottle got.
Yeah. She's got a Juke.
She had a Juke. She loved it. She had it for 2 years, and now she's got a Toyota.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That we got from the Signature pre-owned lot.
Yeah.
Oh, we love doing business with them because we can upgrade. Mm-hmm. One thing they're really good at in the Signature pre-owned department is upgrading your vehicle without upgrading your payment.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
They're really, really good at that. I'm going to take a look at this. Kicks as a, with $1,750 in rebates on that, the Kicks SV. Anyway, when a dealership takes a challenge like that from their corporate headquarters, you know that they want to show that they have the wherewithal to make that happen. So if you've been thinking about Nissan, go to jackingramnissan.com, take a look at what's available, call them up, and get going, because they want to get this done by the end of business tomorrow. Urgency. It works.
I wonder if they have any of the fully electric ones, cars there. That, you know, they almost doubled the range this past year. A lot of improvements on it, but...
Yeah, battery technology is really...
Yes.
Thanks, Tesla. It's hitting, but it's happening because the private sector is doing it, not because the government's doing it.
Exactly right.
But great selection, over 200 choices at jackingramnissan.com. It is 4:41.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a minor accident on I-85 northbound at Ann Street. Traffic is backing up on 85 northbound or slowing down to about Jackson Hospital. Use caution. It'll take you just a minute to get by that. We have a very busy Taylor Road this afternoon, Atlanta Highway all the way over to Vaughan. East South Boulevard, very busy at Troy Highway and Baptist Hospital. Fairview Avenue, busy. And a lot of outbound traffic from downtown Montgomery. I-65 and 85 doing pretty well through the interchange. Light to moderate traffic there. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at hashtag TogetherAlabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we are in this together, Alabama.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay. It took me a while, but I finally came up with a fabulous sale. For the first time ever, Mr. Sandman Mattress is having a, wait for it, we are having a last half of July sale. This is not to be confused with the Independence Day sale that we had the first half of July. New products are being added daily, and we are offering many mattresses, beds, adjustable bases, and headboards at prices that the competition will not beat. No interest financing is available, as well as 90-day layaway. We are now offering a no-credit-needed finance with no interest if paid in 90 days. Folks, Mr. Sandman offers more choices, including a nice selection of hybrids, memory foam, and latex sets. We are a low-key, friendly environment with really nice, no-pressure salespeople, all of whom have worked with me for at least a decade. We have mattresses in stock and offer prompt delivery, and yes, we will haul off your old mattress. Come save during our last half of July sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There's still a decent, better than normal chance you may run into one of those evening showers and storms before they fade out in the overnight hours tonight. We'll go down to 74 for the overnight low. Then for tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, the number of storms will start to thin out. More of a summertime normal, roughly 30% coverage. So many towns will get skipped, but you could still get a good downpour. High temperature in the low to mid-90s over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's so weird watching ball games. Nobody's in the crowd. Some of the players are wearing masks. The fake crowd noise really sounds like crap. They get tested for COVID. If they've got it, they can't play. With socially distanced dugouts, it all looks so strange.
Well, you heard correctly. Dr. Fauci wants us to wear goggles, a mask. What else? height, viscosity, underwear. What is next? We have a clip with that we could play, but this is the real Duke.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
Good.
Did you hear that somebody abrogated your name, culturally appropriated your name?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what Gary G said. I don't care. I was going to tell you about the, I do a lot of pruning hedges, and I was in Greystone. It's been years ago, but I got into a yellow jacket's in the ground.
Yeah.
And just make a long, quick story. I got hit like 5 times, and I ran off. And I got a sprayer and came back with some gasoline in the sprayer.
There you go.
And anyway, make a long story short, one of them had stuck his stinger into the spark plug cord of the hedgers, and it froze him on the spark plug.
Wow.
It was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. So if these things that y'all are talking about get any worse than the ones that come out of the ground,
yeah,
we may be in trouble.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway.
I'd like to see that. I bet that was wild.
Is this end times, all of this?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Do what now? Oh, I don't know. There was something else I was going to say, but I forgot. But anyway, y'all have a good evening. I'm enjoying the show.
Thanks, Duke.
Appreciate it. All right. We've been trying to get a hold of the new SEC schedule. It really is not available yet. Virtual producer. And by the way, thank you, Patrick Jordan, for your contributions to the show today. But I went to the Twitter link, and it's not there. Basically, they're pushing the start of the season back to September 26th. What's interesting is baseball today canceled a weekend series between the Blue Jays and Phillies. Nobody on the Phillies has tested positive for coronavirus, but they played the Marlins. I don't know what the Marlins did or where they went, but over half of their active roster has tested positive for COVID.
Uh-oh.
We have no idea how sick the players are, and we've seen a ton of athletes test positive for COVID and then test negative a couple of days later.
Yeah.
And I question the accuracy. These tests had to be produced with such speed.
Mm-hmm.
And we've read stories about entire batches of swab sticks,
mm-hmm,
you know, producing positive results. So,
people that were never tested getting letters saying they tested positive, and they left before they got tested.
That's been the big one.
Yes.
What they did was they signed up at a drive-through testing location,
mm-hmm,
and waited and waited and waited. And people have lives, or they have kids that need to be picked up from somewhere.
Things to do.
And so they just bugged out. They're in a line, not in the doctor's, mm-hmm, office where you can go up to the nurse and say, I can't wait any longer. Amazingly enough, person after person got called and said, you tested positive.
Yeah, that.
Well, I didn't take the test. I left. So how did you come up with a positive test for me? These kinds of things are happening everywhere.
Big red flag.
Huge.
Yeah.
I don't believe I need to do this disclaimer. Yes, I believe COVID-19 is real.
Yeah.
Obviously. What I don't believe are, A, the death tolls, because they monetized it and incentivized hospitals,
mm-hmm,
to list COVID as the cause of death for almost anything. They don't even demand or require a doctor to perform the test on a corpus delicti. Just say it. And they get $46,000. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of hospitals have been doing big business off this.
You better believe it.
And then for the treatment, they guarantee, what, $16,000?
Yes.
To treat a patient?
Something like that. It's a lot.
So, and then, you know, they've got the public so panicked that anybody with a sniffle goes and gets tested. So what gets lost in all the numerical game playing is, yeah, okay, we've had a lot of positives. We have more casualties here than any place else in the world. We've also tested a hell of a lot more people here than we have anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
We also have one political party here that's determined to get rid of Donald Trump, and some very big but silent partners in that effort. So I don't trust any of this.
No.
I just don't.
I
don't see how a rational thinking person
exactly
can.
Exactly.
4:51, market did not have a glorious day today. I think that was because of that second quarter GDP number. Like we were expecting what? With half the country closed. for 1 or 2 months, 3 months in some places. We will come back with a traffic update in just a couple of minutes. It's 4:51.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Let's go to YouTube to the Ron Paul Liberty report on this Fauci doubling down now on coronavirus protections. He goes out and throws the first pitch at a baseball game, and then 2 days later says, you know, I don't think you should be playing. What the hell?
Mucosal surfaces. So if you have goggles or an eye shield, you should use it. I mean, it's not universally recommended, but if you really want to be complete, you should probably use it if you can. It's just that it's so easy for people to just make a cloth mask.
I think we're going to get to a point where eye protection is...
To the Liberty Report. With me today is Daniel McAdams, our co-host. Daniel, good to see you.
Good morning, Dr. Paul. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And ready and raring to go, as always.
Yes.
Until I hear bad news, and then I say, what are we doing? But we always talk ourselves in the same way. We're doing a little bit here and a little bit there.
That's right.
And we get encouragement from people who will come and listen and say, you're on the right track. But we know that there's a group of people thinking along the lines that we are, and we want to encourage that. But it's endless. It's not like, if we continue to do this, it's not like we're going to work ourselves out of a job. You know, it's going to be around a while. And this guy that's the new man on the block, he's been around about less than 6 months, this Fauci guy. I'll tell you, I really have to admit, I didn't know that name until he decided he was a dictator.
Yeah.
And a threat to my personal liberties.
Yeah,
and a lot of misinformation.
But you know what's sad is that there are people that think he's...
Worship him.
Yes.
He's a savior.
If you say anything remotely negative about him, it's like you're blasphemizing Jesus.
Exactly.
And he's not. He's been wrong about so many things. More than anything else, the thing that really ticks me off, because I remember hearing it back in March when the virus was finally becoming mainstream news item, was that it can't survive in the heat.
Yep.
So, well, that's good, because it's going to be, this is in March, it's going to be mighty hot in the South real soon.
Yep.
So we should be able to, and they say that then we'll be concerned about it making a reappearance. And, well, it never went away.
No.
So what happened? Is it because we didn't social distance? Not everybody wore a mask?
No, it's because they haven't. Donald Trump's poll numbers aren't low enough yet.
Bingo. And, by the way, over half the country wants a president who doesn't know what day of the week it is. We got another minute for Mr. Paul here.
That's what's going on, and we're fighting that, and it's a worldwide thing, but there's a disagreement here. Dr. Fauci is not nearly as respectable in the medical community as he used to be. The trouble is, if some in the medical community challenges him, they don't get support from the media, and the media reaches more people than a small group of doctors.
That goes back to what we opened the show with today. And again, this video is on my Facebook wall. Scroll down, look for the pretty doctor in the white coat, and not only watch what she has to say about hydroxychloroquine, how frustrated the medical community is because they can't be heard. The tech giants are taking their videos down. They're suppressing them as fast as we can share them.
That's right.
This is a world rapidly spinning into one opinion welcome and one opinion only. And we just can't allow that.
No, and I think people need to understand how powerful a treasonous and totally controlled media can be. Because we rely on them to find out what's going on, and they're lying to us.
Yes.
That's scary.
All righty, it is 4:56. Let's see how things are moving on the roads.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, I-85 northbound at Ann Street. We've got a little bit of slow traffic back behind the accident. It's off on the right side of the road, but we got that little gawker block going on this afternoon. Taylor Road is busy, Atlanta Highway outbound. We've also got a lot of cars on Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive headed to 231. The East South Boulevard, busy this afternoon, as well as I-85 and 65 through downtown Montgomery. Light to mostly moderate traffic through the interchange at this time. Haynes Ambulance is there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
President on TV this afternoon pushing for schools to reopen. Now, there's a group, the pediatric group, has absolutely endorsed kids going back to school.
Mm-hmm. They should.
The longer this goes on, the social damage is doing. Kids need school for more than just learning.
They have to learn to interact.
And this is, what, almost 6 months of isolation now? It's going to have a devastating impact if it's allowed to continue.
Especially on children, you're right.
Yeah.
But you take a look around and see what school districts are continuing the at-home learning and who's running those cities. And then take a look at the districts where kids are going to be going back to school and see who's running them. Yeah, and you know what? When you take a good look at it, you may decide you want to move out of a city and into a small town that's got its stuff together.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily. If you need a gift, we've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we've just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guys pickles. We've got Vertigo hot sauce. We've got the Crowded Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web.